Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There is one place you can go on a daily basis and get all kinds of new, fresh gun news out there. A aggregator writer, I mean, they just do it all there. And that is truthaboutguns.com. And joining us once again from there is the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How have you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. I try not to go crazy when on the eating part of it, so because I'm not a big turkey fan, so that means I don't pass out after I eat the turkey. You know, the tryptophan doesn't hit me like it does everybody else. So,
it's a shame.
Oh, you know,
that turkey coma is what we all live for. Of course, some of us anyway.
But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was just joyous. We had a good one.
Outstanding. So, what's been going on, and what's been catching your attention? Because we haven't really, well, we talked about it last week, but it was a short week. So, what's been going on in the world of the truth about guns?
Well, the biggest thing that's been going on in the gun world was happening at the Supreme Court today, which were the oral arguments in the case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York. The long-anticipated case, and we had a couple of people there for us. One of our most trusted correspondents, an attorney who goes by the name of LKB, is a member of the Supreme Court Bar, and he got to the Supreme Court very early this morning, 3:30 in the morning or something like that, to make sure that he got a seat, because it's when big, high-profile cases such as this one are argued, there's a lot of press, there's a lot of invited people, and the publicly available seats are in short supply. But he got there. He was number one in line right in front of the attorneys for the Brady campaign in every town. He was there and heard the argument.
Well, I mean, I'm listening to some of the things the gun controllers are saying now. They're like, well, you know, this was done for, it's always done for safety. And yet, why isn't anybody any safer in places where they've done it?
Well, in fact, that was part of the argument today. In addition to the issue as to whether or not the case is moot, or was made moot by the city repealing the law because they were afraid of the potential outcome if the court rules on it. Justice Alito got a very interesting concession out of the city's attorney who was arguing the case. And in the city portrayed the justification for the law as protecting the citizens of the city of New York, keeping everyone safe, keeping everyone secure. But the law was repealed months ago, well, 5-6 months ago, something like that. So Justice Alito asked him if there had been any uptick in crime now that the law is gone. And the attorney conceded that there hadn't been. And then Justice Alito asked whether whether a similar law that prohibited taking the gun out of the home at all would violate the Second Amendment. And the attorney said that it would. And Alito then asked, well, does that mean that the law that was in place and that the city is now repealed had an implicit aspect by which people could carry the gun outside the home? And the attorney said that it did. And by that, the attorney basically undermined the case, the merits of the case, because the city of New York had argued all along that there is no right to keep and bear arms outside the home, that the right is only granted inside the home, and that the law by which pistol permit holders could take guns to local shooting ranges, but not outside the city limits, was basically just doing them a favor, in effect, and allowing them to take their guns out of practice. But there is no inherent right to carry them outside their home. So that's all kind of in the weeds and all that. But basically, Alito got the city's attorney to contradict himself and contradict the basis of the case and undermine his own case. That all, of course, depends on whether or not the case is declared moot, which was argued at the same time today.
You know, it boils down to, I thought McDonald and Heller decided all of this stuff already.
They did.
And, the part that... I kind of wish we could do a little... substitution, they would do a little comparing to Roe versus Wade, where that's the law of the land, and it's, beyond any sort of questioning or anything else, it's a thing that exists. And, I would think with the Second Amendment, you could say, well, let's see, you guys, we have Roe versus Wade, which, I don't know who came up with it, but that's the law of the land now. We also came up with Heller and McDonald. Why do you guys think that's not the law of the land?
Because of those two decisions have been openly flouted by the lower court. And they basically thumbed their noses at it and said that local governments have a compelling interest in regulating the ownership and use of firearms for the greater public good.
Mm. Except everywhere where they do that, they have high crime rate.
That does seem to go hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, which would also render their position moot in my, I only passed by a Holiday Inn Express earlier today. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't even stay at that one. So,
I'm not either.
So,
which is why we were so fortunate to have one there for us.
There you go. So. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break, and thetruthaboutguns.com. This is a site that's been out there for a while, and it is visited millions of times every month. They aggregate and or create news themselves. They find it. They report on it first. Whenever I get something that is breaking news, I know about it because Dan lets me know about it. I know about it before it makes it on the site. But it gets on the site really quick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I want to know you. Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And we're talking about what's going on in the world today. Now, I'm looking at this. We have had, the police have had to engage a teenage shooter in Wisconsin.
Well, he was shooting. My understanding is that another student somehow found out that the student in question had a gun with him and told a school resource officer. The school resource officer then approached the student. The student pulled the gun, pointed it at the officer, at which point the officer shot him. The student is now, I understand, in stable condition. Is going to make it, which is good news. And it's not clear, but it doesn't sound like the student ever pulled the trigger, didn't shoot at the police officer, didn't shoot at any students. We don't know exactly what his motivation for taking the gun to school was, whether he planned on initiating a school shooting or whether it was for protection or what it was for. A lot we don't know. All we know is that this school the student in Waukesha, Wisconsin, was in fact shot today.
Well, I feel bad that this young person got shot. Obviously, he didn't. Somebody has never told him that if you point a gun at a police officer, there's a good chance that you're going to be engaged.
Yes. Yeah, he's lucky to be alive.
Is that just dumb luck? I mean, did the police officer try to shoot him to wound? I've never heard of that. If he did, but
yeah, I don't think we know that. I'm just glad that whatever he did stopped the threat, was neutralized, so to speak, and is going to make it. So that's a good thing. And,
it is.
Yeah, and then we'll find out what the motivation was, why he had the gun, the whole story, and, you know, that'll all come out in the fullness of time.
I guess so. We will see. Now, what is it like? Now, do they have armed teachers in Wisconsin? What's the situation like as far as defending schools in Wisconsin?
You know, I don't know the law there. I don't think that is a state that has authorized teachers to arm themselves if they choose, or districts to authorize that. But I'm not positive. I'm having trouble keeping all that information straight.
Right.
I will definitely look that up, though.
I've never heard that's the first time I've heard of an encounter like that in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's unusual. Waukesha is from what I understand, typical American suburban town outside of Milwaukee. Nothing unusual about it. Again, who knows what was going through this kid's mind. I guess it's a good thing that this other student found out that he had the gun. Maybe the kid told this other kid. Maybe the kid wanted to provoke something. Maybe it was a suicide by cop situation. You would think that even a dumb 16-year-old kid would know that you don't point a gun at a police officer and not expect to end up with more holes than you walked into school with. So
yeah,
that's not a good situation.
That's, no, that's never a good situation at all.
That's
always a horrible situation. But thankfully, so do we know anything about this young man besides the fact that he was armed and he pointed a gun at a police officer? Was he a troubled kid? Or, I mean, is this something we...
Literally, not. It's too new. It all just happened just a few hours ago, so it hasn't come out yet.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Breaking news so much, we just don't know.
Yeah, we always caution our readers about that, too, because, you know, whenever there's a... active shooter situation, there's always all kinds of speculation on the part of me, on the part of media, and, you know, for a long time there was always, of course, a Tea Party member or an NRA member, and, you know, and everything, all kinds of things were reported that were later contradicted and turned out not to be true. So we always question our readers about all of that.
So what are the top three guns selling? Because I heard that the Black Friday was a good day for selling guns, and I know you guys have been doing a little computational data. And we have about 2 minutes. So what are the big three guns that have been selling here lately?
Well, one of our contributors is a gun dealer, and the fastest guns that are flying off the shelves in his store are, number one, the Springfield Hellcat. Their new micro-compact that's out there competing with the SIG P365. Then there's another version. Number two is a version of the SIG P365, the SAS. That stands for SIG Anti-Snag sights. These are sights that are sort of sunken into the top of the slide, so yep, for a smooth draw. And number three is the venerable, ever-popular Glock 19, the Gen 5, probably the most popular, most frequently bought semi-automatic handgun in the world these days. So all three of the most popular guns, at least that this seller is seeing, are all 9mm concealed carry or home defense type guns.
I wonder sometimes which is the most prevalent platform in the world. Is it the Gen 9, the Glock 19? Or the 1911.
I wonder too,
And I'm sure that I'm sure the CZ-75 would fall in there somewhere because that's a big platform too.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, but I often wonder about that because everybody and the Gen 5s. I'll have to tell you my Gen 5 story another time.
Okay.
But I have come back to the fold of Glock. As long as I don't have to feed Gaston, I don't care. Anyway, at thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find everything from politics to gun tests to, you know, news to reviews to what you're carrying in their pockets. It's what people carry around every day. It's just a very, very versatile website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. The Kentucky Republican speaking in his home state on Monday reminds everyone,
"We can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully it'll be on the way over at some point."
The name of the soldier killed in Afghanistan will be released on Tuesday. The Taliban claims it blew up an American convoy overnight. This comes a month after two service members were killed there in a helicopter crash. Currently, there are 12,000 troops stationed in Afghanistan. So far this year, 20,000 deaths have been reported. Wall Street is having a good day after China tariff news and Boeing's CEO is out of a job. The Dow is up 96 points to finish at 28,552. The NASDAQ gained 21 points to finish at 89,46. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We're talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And, well, you guys had an article earlier today about the feral hog problem. I mean, was it in Texas where they have blamed feral hogs for killing a woman?
Yeah, it was in Texas, in East Texas last week. A woman was killed after she got out of her car early in the morning, bitten to death, as horrible as that is. Yeah, and we had a contributor write in and say that, you know, that this is something that that we need to take care of and take care of ourselves. I'm not sure I agreed with what he wrote, but we put it up. But yeah, it's a national problem. It's not just Texas. Texas has it bad, but the hog problem is spread all throughout the southern part of the U.S. and is gradually migrating north. We can't kill the biggies fast enough, and they do billions and billions of dollars of damage. Property and crops, and at least one woman has lost her life. I know other people have been attacked by or charged by them when they're out hunting hogs. You usually don't get a normal everyday person getting out of their car or walking down the street attacked by hogs, but that was a bad situation.
It's so prevalent now. Feral hogs are so prevalent, it's become sort of a cottage industry, hasn't it? I mean, there's people that have gone out that have helicopter hunting parties that you can hire out and go out and shoot hogs from the air.
Oh, definitely. We've got that. We've got balloon hunting here in Texas. They're designated an invasive species, so there's no season. You don't need a permit to kill hogs. You can just kill them. A lot of people complain, though, that that they would be happy to come to Texas or other states and shoot hogs, but it's expensive. And that's because a lot of landowners see the value in letting people get on their property and shoot hogs and charge for it, and charge a pretty penny sometimes. So, there's a trade-off between trying to make a buck in charging people who want to kill hogs, for the fun of it and the meat, and the imperative of killing as many of these things as quickly as we can because of the damage they do, because they spread incredibly quickly. I think a sow has a couple of litters a year, maybe three even. They multiply really quickly.
And isn't an AR-15 a pretty good weapon to hunt them?
It's a darn near ideal gun to hunt hogs with, despite what you may hear from our betters in Congress, that people do hunt with AR-15. Especially if you can equip one with night vision and maybe a suppressor, you've got yourself an ideal hog-killing machine.
Gotcha. Well, I thought that they were just human-killing machines, and we protected ducks more than we did humans. That's what Joe said. But anyway, I digress. I believe in maybe the Hamptons or Martha's Vineyard or something, they're having a lot of trouble with deer, right?
Really?
And they have had that, and they had to worry about hiring special hunters to come out there because, of course, nobody has guns in that part of the state. So I wonder what's going to happen when eventually the feral hogs make it up there.
On to Martha's Vineyard? They're going to get on the island? That would be interesting.
Well, I mean, they swim, don't they?
I don't know. I'm sure that, they've got them on Hawaii. They were brought to Hawaii, but they're a real problem there, too, I know. I don't know if somebody's stupid enough to bring hogs onto Martha's Vineyard, but it sure would be interesting to see how they dealt with the problem like that without shooting them.
Well, I mean, there's one place that I see all these influencers go where there's feral hogs on the beach, and they swim in the ocean, and they like to, and they've been bit. There's been a bunch of bikini-clad influencers there that have been bitten by the feral hogs, but still
really?
They keep, yeah. Right where the tan line is, yeah.
Wonder
anyway.
Where paradise is.
Somewhere it's somewhere in the Caribbean. I'm not exactly sure where it is. You'd have to check that out. I didn't look at it. I see these people going, and I look at hogs as in Germany, the wild boars in Germany that live around the military posts, or the ones that did live around the military posts in the 80s, they would come out of the woods, and it would look like a convention of walking Volkswagens coming out of the woods.
They were that big, huh?
They were big. And, they were feeding off of the garbage of the entire United States military forces that were stationed in Europe, because they always hung out around the gunnery areas where we all had to go to qualify. And, if we threw something at them, whatever it was, they just tried to eat it. A rock, a grenade, whatever it was, they just tried to eat it.
Grenade.
And they were completely, they had no fear of humans.
No, I'm sure.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Critters.
Yeah, they were. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some good hunting going on there. But back in the 80s, it was okay to have guns in Germany. I don't think that is the case now. So I'm sure that that is exploding as well. So.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the situation over there, but I'm sure it's not conducive to hog hunting, at least not as much as it is here in most places.
But I think it would be interesting to see what happens when the hogs do migrate, because if they go to the coastal areas on either the east or the west coast, does that mean that the leftists that have the gun control areas would have to go, Suddenly I see some utility here in one of these, what do they call them, an R-15? I like these R-15. I need me an R-15.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be a weapon of war in the war on...
Hogs.
On hog invasion.
Well, I mean, I don't like... Have you ever seen that movie? I believe it's called Snatch. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The British gangsters there, whenever they kill somebody, they plan to take them to a pig farm because a pig can eat a group of pigs can eat a human in 10 minutes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. So whenever you know, that's they say this is where the term comes, greedy as a pig. So yeah, hogs. I see a hog out there in the wild. If I see a hog that is like. You know, I know people that keep them as pets, and I'm just thinking, I wonder if my weapon will punch it. But we'll see. We'll see anyway. But I found that interesting that it's beginning to make it to where people are, it's getting in the news. But it's going to be, even if everybody went after it, it'd be hard to eradicate it now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, there's just so many of them, and yeah. they just multiply exponentially almost.
Coming up on the next break, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll continue on. You can go there and check them out as well. You'll find a lot of stuff that we're talking about, plus more. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And Dan, Dick Heller is still out there. Dick, he still serves as a special police officer, and he is predicting a victory in this New York State case. What do you think about that prediction? Do we still have Dan? Did we lose Dan?
Are you there?
Hello? I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I fervently hope that Dick Heller, who has a lot more experience in these things than I do, is right. Our observer's take today was that the case won't be declared moot, despite what you may read in the Associated Press and various other takes on the arguments today. But that the question then on the merits of the case is kind of a toss-up. It all depends on where Chief Justice comes down. We've got four pretty solid votes to declare the law unconstitutional in Thomas, Alito, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. And, of course, on the other side, you've got four pretty solid votes against. Chief Justice Roberts has assumed that middle vote. And he's the swing, and he didn't really ask any questions regarding the merits of the case today. He only questioned the city's attorney regarding whether the case is moot or not, and what effect the law might have going forward. He asked for assurances from the city that they won't prosecute any old violations of the law, or whether anyone who violated the law before will have their pistol permit declined when it's up for renewal. now.
Do you think they were taking, Roberts for granted? Because they were sort of admitting a few things out there that, if you're getting out there and you're trying to make friends and influence people, he was sort of saying, well, no, we'll definitely be going after them. Because he didn't say they weren't going to go after him, right?
The city's attorney said that they would not prosecute anyone under the old law, the now former law.
Okay.
But, of course, that can change. And there's nothing to stop the city from reenacting that law. There's supposedly a state law that keeps that from happening. But the city controls the state legislature for all intents and purposes. And it was a transparent move by the city they only repealed the law once the Supreme Court chose to review it, to take the case. So it was obvious why they were doing it. And the court would be setting a pretty bad precedent if they allowed the city to dodge a ruling on their law by repealing it after the fact. Because if they do it here, then other jurisdictions are going to do exactly the same thing, not necessarily in gun cases, but in all kinds of other cases down the road. So it would kind of be opening up a legal Pandora's box if they let the city of New York get away with that.
Yeah, I kind of think this would be sort of like, for them to be taking this up, I'm sure there's going to be Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch probably, and maybe Kavanaugh, I don't know. I'm sure they're going to be getting out there saying, we already, this Supreme Court has already decided this. This has already been handled. And you guys are out here doing this, and you know you're wrong, and that's why you rescinded it as this was coming up. And now you're trying to argue that we don't even have to look at it except... It took this long to get to this point, and now you just want us to go away. And no, we're not going to go away. We're going to see this through because this got decided back in 2008. Yeah.
Correct. And the thinking is that the court never would have taken this case if they thought they didn't have the votes to strike down the underlying law. The reason it took 10 years for the court to take another Second Amendment case was because the former swing vote, whose name just went right out of my head, who's the justice that retired?
Kennedy.
Kavanaugh replaced. Was
Kennedy.
It Kennedy?
Kennedy.
Okay. He was the swing vote. He was the middle vote. And the pro-2A justices could never be sure which way he was going to go. So they calculated it was better not to take a case than it would be to take one and have it go the wrong way against the Second Amendment. Now that Kavanaugh has replaced him, Roberts, who is, everyone thinks, marginally more conservative than Kennedy was, is a more reliable vote for the Second Amendment. He did vote with the majority on Heller and McDonald. And again, the calculation is that the court would not have taken this case. They didn't think they could get 5 votes to strike down this law.
Well, we're definitely going to see what happens with it. But I mean, even Heller's recollection is when Fenty was the mayor and everything, he got out there and said, okay, so you get to have guns. That's fine. We'll decide where you can have them and when you can have them. I mean, that's sort of, that was quite deserving of a slap down, too. And I guess McDonald handled that, but I don't know. And maybe the only way that this is ever going to be decided is if they have an infestation of feral hogs.
Parading on the National Mall, terrorizing tourists.
I can only imagine a stampede of feral hogs would. I always see after the Alexandria shooting, I expected to see national concealed carry reciprocity happen. Because that proved to the politicians, whether the leftists acknowledge it or not, that they are susceptible to the same things we are. They are the same as we are. And they were lucky because they had somebody there with a gun. Guns. They had a couple of people there with guns to engage this crazy guy.
You're talking about the baseball shooting?
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Hodgkinson. But
yeah.
All that being said, they didn't take that up either. But it'd be interesting that, like, if the Democrats were on the softball field and they were stampeded by a bunch of feral hogs and. That's horrible of me to think that, isn't it? It's horrible. Anyway.
We shall see. Then they'd find a way not to do it.
Well, it depends on how many of them got eaten, I guess, huh?
Well, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if the first one I would be, the first one I'd be coating in bacon grease would be Adam Schiff. But that, you know. Anyway. Adam, have you ever noticed that Adam Schiff never blinks?
I haven't, but I'll watch him next time.
He just stares straight ahead, and every time I see him, he just reminds me. He looks like one of those guys that Marvin the Martian would have just added water to and made a instant Martian.
He does have that deer in the headlights.
Yes, I don't know if I'd call it a deer in the head. Whatever it is, he's not blinking, and that scares me. But that's all beside the point, isn't it? For those of you that are interested in the kind of stuff that Dan does, I mean, he's writing about this all day, every day. And you're looking at anywhere from 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 articles a day, depending on how the news goes. And you can find all of that at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coming up next hour, well, it's just going to be me ranting at you. I've got a few things to rant at you about based upon what's happening down around the border and a few other things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.